Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really good. How's everyone?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah, not too bad.
Doing pretty kapai this morning and excited to talk about kimchi.
Yes, kimchi. It's considered a superfood and it's so good for you. It's one of those dishes or like one of those food ingredients that kind of only recently kind of made a giant food trend, and kind of when fusion and modernization of food started to creep up, everyone started throwing kimchi on everything, and for good reason. And I'll tell you a little bit why. Historically, records show that pickling the Korean pickling jar was used for Korean vegetable preservation between 57 BC and 935 AD. So
Crikey.
A long, long, long time ago. Yeah, a long, long time ago. And during this time, the type of kimchi that they were making was purely just for preservation purposes. So prior to refrigeration, it was just to prolong the life of vegetables, especially excess winter stock.
Okay.
So like such as root vegetables or napa cabbages. The kimchi at this time didn't have any spices, so they were kind of just like sauerkraut or any pickled vegetable. It wasn't until like the 19th century where we started adding chili flakes and chili paste to the kimchi. Kimchi became popular as when Buddhism started becoming more prevalent throughout the nation. And it fostered a vegetarian lifestyle. And actually...
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. And till this date, there's a lot of Buddhism-style Michelin-starred restaurants in Korea where their main kind of star dishes are to showcase the different types of kimchi that they offer at the restaurants as
Yum,
well.
Yum, how cool.
Traditionally, kimchi, everyone in every household has their own recipe on the percentage of salt and seasoning and the type of vegetable and how long they ferment it for. So it's one of those things where everyone's mum makes the best kimchi.
I was gonna ask you, is there like a gold standard way or like ingredients that you gotta put in? But you've kind of already answered that question. Everybody's mum's way is the best way.
Everyone, yeah, exactly. But however, officially, there's 187 official kimchi varieties.
Whoa.
And that is, yeah, so that is the combination of the right or kind of the correct amount of seasoning, spices, the vegetable and its preparation. So the way it's cut and how these seasonings are added to it as well. So that's a lot of kimchi. And kimchi is not just vegetables. It also is applicable to fruit as well.
Oh, really? I've never had like a fruit-based kimchi.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out and look at specialty Korean supermarkets, you could find like pear or apple kimchi as well.
Ooh,
those
yum.
Are really, really good. And it's really yummy.
And would you use it like in a savory context? Is that sort of where you would use it, or has it got a sweetness to it?
Yeah, it's well, kimchi, modern-day kimchi, generally all contains garlic, chili paste, salt, sugar. And so it's sweet and savory and spicy.
Yum.
It's
all the good
everything
things.
At
yeah.
once. Yeah, it's everything at once. And traditionally, it's served as a side dish. So you would serve it with rice or protein and vegetables. And I guess the main procedure of creating kimchi is also what makes it an incredibly healthy food product and what makes it a superfood. So the procedure to make a kimchi essentially is salting your vegetables first to draw out any unwanted moisture. So the unwanted moisture will inhibit the growth of unwanted bacteria as well, because it limits the amount of water activity. And then the excess water is drained out and then the seasoning begins. So when you add salt, sugar, chili, garlic, ginger, spring onion, and sometimes fermented shrimp or fish paste. And then when you leave this out for 48 hours at room temperature, it starts to ferment the vegetables and starts creating lots of lactobacteria, which is really, really good for your gut. And because kimchi is so highly seasoned, and it's just using vegetables, a little goes a long way. So it's low in fat and it's super high in flavor, and it's used to season really boring foods such as rice or just your braised vegetables. So you're using vegetables to season vegetables, which is incredibly amazing.
That's interesting. I've never thought about it like that, using veggies to season veggies, but that's so exactly what you're doing. And I don't think there's many other like pickles or ferments that I can think off the top of my head where you can use it so broadly for just the purpose of flavouring things rather than as a side or something you'd add on.
Yeah, I mean, it's also used in like braises and fried rice to season those things as well. So just chucking it in a stew makes the stew so much more complex. It's tangy, it's bright, it's zingy, and it's really, really good for you. So it's high in calcium, it boosts your immune health, has lots of probiotics, high in antioxidant as well. Lots of vitamin A, the selenium in the garlic is great for your skin. It's just a superfood.
Love it. How do you cook with it? Do you use it often at home? Is it something that you always have in the pantry?
I always keep mine in the fridge.
The metaphorical pantry / fridge.
Yeah. I use it if I'm kind of running out of ideas on what to cook.
Yep.
And if I want something that's very different in flavor because it has its own unique taste, I'll throw it into dishes to invigorate the palate. I would throw it in stews sometimes. More often than not, I love it in like burgers or sandwiches.
Oh yeah. Good shout.
Yeah, or like just on top of rice.
We went through a big phase of like end of the week, haven't done the supermarket shop yet, kimchi fried rice Fridays for a while, which is a good
delicious
lunch. And it takes very little
that
time.
Sounds like a good time
to organize, and you crack an egg on the top, you're good to go. That's probably my go-to with that particular one. There's a burger place in Grey Lynn, and I've forgotten what it's called, Tiger Burger.
I love Tiger Burger.
They do mean kimchi burgers, which is a very sort of like fusion situation, but super tasty as well. That's one I'd recommend for people out there. Where do you, if you're eating out, do you ever have a favourite kimchi dish at a place that you would recommend to people?
Well, kimchi normally is served as a banchan, which is a side dish when you order Korean mains. So you don't really order it, they just like provide it on the table, and it's kind of like a sign of the type of establishment as well, and kind of the type of kimchi that they offer. So if you go to a different Korean barbecue restaurant, etc., what they've showcased and bring you in terms of their kimchi offering is a good representation of the type of restaurant they are and the quality of restaurant they are as well.
Yum. I do miss being able to go into a restaurant at the moment. I'm sure we're all missing little bits of that right now, but there's good things to stick on the list for the future.
Yes.
And that would be very much one, I reckon. Do you have a favourite Korean place in town that you like to eat at?
Oh gosh, so many. There's a bunch on Upper Queen Street that I love. Oh my gosh, the name is just like past me. Oh my god, I can't tell you, but it's Upper Queen Street. There's like a row of Korean restaurants. If you go on any of those, like you won't have a bad time. But also Oki is doing amazing on Ponsonby. They're doing takeaways as well.
Nice.
It's a great representation of modern Korean. Gotchu as well.
Mm-hmm. Where's that one? Is that in...
It's in Commercial Bay.
Yes. I can never remember the name of that place, but I'm glad that you can. It's obviously we're all sort of getting our brains working this morning is a little bit harder than it normally is, but
we need kimchi.
We need some kimchi.
We do.
Absolutely. This has made me hungry, as this segment always does, Sam. And it's nice to chat to you as well. What have you been cooking in your bubble at the moment? Anything particularly exciting this week?
Oh, I've been really getting into chili oil, and I've just made a recipe video which I'll be releasing tonight. So
cool.
If you want to get that recipe on how to make your own chili oil at home.
That sounds great. We will tune in to your Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for that, Sam. I hope you guys are taking care, and we will see you soonish. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
See you next week, at least via the radio. Ka kite.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Yum.